For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, August 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Words are not enough anymore. You know, there are things that the Irish government can do to go further.
World Food Programme pauses movement of staff in Gaza, and SDLP leader expected to stand down today. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the World Food Programme says it's pausing the movement of workers in Gaza until further notice after one of its teams came under fire. It happened close to an IDF checkpoint just after they delivered a convoy of humanitarian aid into central Gaza. Israel claims a full-fledged war is underway in the West Bank as it targets so-called Islamic Iranian terrorist infrastructures. Palestinian authorities say hospitals are under siege. The CEO of Action Aid Ireland, Carol Balfe, is calling on governments to demand an immediate ceasefire.
We very much welcome the Irish government has been a strong voice on this, but we are saying to all governments, words are not enough anymore. You know, there are things that the Irish government can do to go further. We have the Occupied Territories Bill on the table, the Divestments Bill. Both of these would essentially amount to consequences for Israel. And we can't wait for the European Union to take action, which is effectively what the Irish government is doing.
Colm Eastwood is expected to stand down as leader of the SDLP later today. A press conference is due to be held in Derry this afternoon. Chelsea Keeley has more.
Almost 2 months after reclaiming his seat after the Westminster election, Mr. Eastwood is expected to announce he's resigning as party leader. The Foyle MP has been in his role since 2015. Those in the running to be his successor are rumoured to be fellow MP Claire Hannah or the party's assembly leader Matthew O'Toole. Although the announcement's expected this afternoon, Mr. Eastwood could remain in the role until the party's conference in October.
64% of people are in favour of welcoming people moving here to make a better home for themselves. That's the result of a poll from the Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland, who carried out the survey in July. Data shows a large majority of people moving here do so for love, work and safety. Campaigns manager with the MRCI, Neil Bruton, says Ireland is still a welcoming country.
This poll shows that people in Ireland believe that people who move here enrich our communities and our societies. Ireland is kind of known around the world as a welcoming country. It's a country that knows the migrant experience possibly more than any other. And I think this poll really drives home that the majority of the public here value migration.
A man in his 50s is due in court today, charged in connection with a crash in Donegal at the weekend, following which a woman in her 80s died. The collision came just hours after another serious crash in which two cousins were killed. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The woman was one of three people injured in a two-car collision on Sunday morning. Another woman and a man were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The woman in her 80s was taken to Sligo University Hospital, where she died yesterday. A crash earlier on Saturday night claimed the lives of two cousins. The funeral is taking place today of Cian Dawson, the 16-year-old who died at Quigley's Point. 20-year-old Owen Dawson, the driver of the car, was taken to hospital in Belfast but died on Tuesday afternoon. Funeral Mass for Keane's at 10:30 a.m. at St Bridget's Church in Carnhill. It brings to 11 the number of people who have been killed on Donegal's roads so far this year.
The Higher Education Minister is not ruling out enhanced supports for digs accommodation for college students. The government's come under pressure over the price of purpose-built student accommodation and the lack of viable alternatives. It has promoted the use of digs accommodation by providing supports and tax relief for homeowners who take in a student. When it came to enhanced supports for students and digs providers, Minister Patrick O'Donovan says it's under consideration.
We recognise the greatest threat to our economy is complacency, and the greatest threat to society in terms of the continued growth in our economic performance is the continued development of our skills base and the continued investment that we require into tertiary education.
The boss of the messaging app Telegram is facing preliminary charges after allegedly allowing for criminal activity on the platform. It's understood Pavel Durov has been barred from leaving France pending further investigation, but a £4.2 million sterling bail payment has meant he's avoided being held in custody. Telegram insists the Russian-born billionaire, who is now a French citizen, has nothing to hide. In entertainment news, gates open at 5 o'clock for the first of four Coldplay gigs at Croke Park this evening. There'll be two support acts before the band takes to the stage at 8:30. There's no parking at the stadium, but the venue is accessible by bus and rail. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says leave plenty of time for your journey.
Well, for the first of the four Coldplay concerts, we will be operating the additional DART and commuter services, both sides of the concert before and after, obviously serving Drumcondra directly on the Maynooth line in particular. We also have late night trains back to Cork with connections to Limerick after each of the concerts, but unfortunately those trains are sold out.
And in sport at the Paralympics, it's a busy morning in the pool for Ireland as the Paralympics gets underway in Paris. Tokyo's silver medalist Nicole Turner and Derv LeBrady compete in the heats of the women's 50-metre freestyle S6. Roisin Éireann is in the heats of the women's 100-metre butterfly S13. It's also busy at the velodrome where Richelle Timothy goes in the women's 3,000-metre individual pursuit. Martin Gordon and Damien Vericker are in the B4 men's 4,000-metre individual pursuit, along with respective pilots Owen Mullen and Mitchell McLaughlin. And in para-archery, Meath's Kerry Leonard competes in the ranking round of the women's individual compound. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.